I'm Paul Rooney and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Who's Paul?
Find out later. Stay tuned.
Right, okay. So welcome to episode 9 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast. I know you're just as proud as us that we've managed to actually keep this going now for 9 weeks on a spin. Thank you for putting up with us. As ever, I'm joined by Matt Hall.
Hello.
And no one else again.
No one else again. Second week of work. Just the two of us again.
Matt, what's coming up on this week's show?
Well, we're going to look over Tuesday's win away to Ebbsfleet and catch up with Neil Smith on his thoughts on the game. We're going to look ahead to the FA Youth Cup involving our academy side. We're going to have a squad update, as we've just referred to, as well as previewing FC Halifax Town and answering or looking at the answers to the question we posed last week and providing our new question for the week.
All sounds great. Unfortunately, we're going to have to start with last Saturday's trip to Solihull Moors.
Let's get out of the way.
And I think we're all aware of the result. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, or whatever way you look at it, I don't think anything can sum it up any better than Neil Smith's thoughts after the game.
Neil, a disappointing afternoon.
Yeah, that's the worst so far since I've been at the club. I'm embarrassed. I apologise to the supporters that have made a fantastic effort to get up here for that first half. You know, we huffed and puffed in the second half and we showed a little bit of goal, but it was all done in the first half. And I can only apologise to the supporters on behalf of those players in there.
Must be very difficult to go in at half time 4-0 down, especially after the three goals. In fairness, we did get into the game a bit.
Yeah, no, you know, even at 3-0 down, you're getting at half time. Then we let another goal in, and that's just the end of the game. But to start like we did, you know, gifting them the first goal. I know Jack's held his hand up, but we should be better than that for the first one. And then the second and third were just poor defending. We had a couple of chances, but you know, that was, I can only apologise again. That's not a Bromley side that I'd be putting out and being proud of. And I can say, you know, up until then, you know, we put in some decent performances, even against Solihull last season, and obviously Salford last week. But tonight, it's going to be a tough night tonight. But we've got obviously a game on Tuesday, and as a group of men ourselves, we've got to come back and make sure that never happens again.
Obviously Jack with a big chance at 3-0, if that goes in, is it a different game?
Yeah, maybe, but it shouldn't, you know, that's covering over the cracks. That was just a poor performance. Yeah, if we get a goal, great, but you know, that can't be a Bromley football side for us. You know, we're better than that, and maybe we're not. Maybe we need to have a sit down and discuss a few things, because you know that just wasn't happening today, and it will never happen again.
Big response needed for Tuesday. Not a lot of time before that one either.
No, I've just said, you know, I find out a lot more about the boys today than I did a couple of weeks ago, and some of them got to look themselves in the mirror, like myself, and make sure that never happens again. But it's how we recover now. You're right, Monday morning we've got to come in and we've got to make sure that we're up for it, because Ebbsfleet's another tough game. We are in it. Just told the boys that. Don't think that we're too good to be in it. We are. We've had all the glory of last season and everything else. I think maybe the boys are still arguing on that. We're not in that situation this season. We're in a totally different one. I'm going to need people actually wanting to stand up and fight.
Obviously devastated, and as he said himself, embarrassed, Neil Smith there following the defeat at Solihull. Matt, obviously you were there, I think, on solo really on the commentary. Yeah, not quite sure how you could put that into words, really.
Well, we've all had our solos now, haven't we, Jeff, me, you and Cookie? And I have to say, I'm a bit jealous of you. You had the only win of the three.
I did. I had York City away, didn't I, that time? Yeah. That was all right. I was on my own in the... Yeah.
Cookie had the 2-1 defeat at Hartlepool last year, but this was not good at all. Bad luck. It just wasn't a good afternoon. The weather was bad, and the performance, unfortunately, was bad as well. We didn't deserve anything from the game. Full credit to Solihull. They were a very good side. But, you know... Neil's interview, you know, shows the passion and the focus that he had to put it right. And he had to act quickly, especially in regards to players. And he did manage to get one in before Tuesday's trip to Ebbsfleet, and that was Richard Brindley.
So you've got to touch on Richard shortly. Obviously, what some people might not know, obviously on the Sunday, is that all the players were called in on Sunday morning, weren't they? I mean, I don't like to share completely of all the goings on, etc. But I think that's quite an important thing. All the players were called in on the Sunday. Neil was obviously there, the chairman Jerry was present and they watched, they actually went through and watched the Solihull game, didn't they? Was it the first half?
That's right, so they watched the first half and the goals separately as well.
And they clearly had a debrief from that, and obviously whatever was said, I'm sure, was with the aim of getting a response and putting things right on Tuesday against Ebbsfleet. And like you said, obviously Neil's attempted to make some changes, players in, players out. I think obviously we're going to touch on more of them later in the podcast, but obviously ahead of that Tuesday he did manage to get one in, and that was Richard Brindley.
And he did a fantastic job as well when he came in. He'd been training with us for a few days, and Neil had brought him in under recommendation from Chris Dixon, and he's got really good pedigree. So we were obviously hoping for a good performance from him and from the rest of the team at Ebbsfleet as well.
Yeah, obviously he went straight into the squad for the Ebbsfleet game. And Matt and Cookie, it was yourself and Cookie, wasn't it?
It was
on commentary duty.
Yeah.
And here's what he had to say.
Got an Ebbsfleet fan here, so close to me sitting on my lap.
Trust me, it's a much better press box than I had at Solihull. Very cramped.
Well, that's annoying.
Couldn't move.
Corner
seeing
him.
Corner comes
in.
It's in!
In!
And I think that's Junior.
He's just got his head to the back of the net. The Nathan Ashmore's down.
Was it Junior?
I think it was Junior. That's what I saw. And Chris, the goalkeeper, making no friends.
Let's have a listen to what Big DL says.
Yeah, Junior again. Like the ball's been swung in, fantastic corner, and it's pinpointed perfectly into the 6-yard box, and just there, puts head onto it, and you see it's a makes you wonder why we play short.
That Junior Agedi is up by foul, surely. Referee's not given anything, but Bagheel's in the box on the ball.
Now that's
and he's given
a penalty.
It's a penalty.
Bromley does like he was shoved in the back, and the penalty's been given to Bromley.
And yeah, so I think it was a penalty, Dave. You'd be gutted if that wasn't given in your favour. But can Sutherland score? Frankie Sutherland against Nathan Ashmore. Sutherland scores!
2-0. Bromley are 2-0 up. Frankie Sutherland scores a penalty. Sends Ashmore the wrong way. And Bromley fans over the far side are delighted with that one. It is currently 31 minutes played here. And it's Ebbsfleet 0, Bromley 2. Agedi Azukwe with the first goal, and Sutherland just converts a penalty.
That's a foul Ebbsfleet's way, greeted with ironic cheers from the home support.
Yeah, so there's a foul that's been brought on, what, about 25 yards out?
The fourth official telling Neil to calm down quite sternly there.
The thing is, Roger Johnson, that situation, because he's quite vocal as well.
Yeah, I don't think he's helping.
It's a race who's going to get a yellow card first out in the dugout.
And it's a dangerous position here. You can definitely have a shot, wouldn't you think, Dave? It's going to be Powell with this one.
Yeah. He might nip it in for a header. Bromley just got to make sure that they're ready for any occasion or whatever's going to happen.
How about it's been one of the better players to Ebbsfleet tonight, Powell, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And it's going to be him or Cheeks no one to strike this one.
That short to cheat.
No, he's going to strike it. It's a great strike, and it's in.
It's a brilliant shot. Well, I'd say about 26, 27 yards out. Top corner, Gregory won't get into it. I don't think there's much Gregory could have done about that. And Ebbsfleet put it back at half-time. And Bromley have it all to do now to keep the lead in the second half, only be it.
It's got to be.
I'm going to say, because this game's been so unpredictable. Gregory going to be taking the goal kick. Referee's still not looking at his watch. And the whistle's in his mouth. And that's
full time. Come on!
It has finished here at
2-1.
Cufflinks Stadium. It has finished. Ebbs Fleet 1, Bromley 2.
Great job from you and Cookie over on the commentary, Matt. What a difference a week makes, eh?
Absolutely. It was chalk and cheese, as they say. It really, really was a completely different performance from Bromley. There was everything that we missed on Saturday, and it was clear to see that that had been addressed, like you said a minute ago, Jeff, in that Sunday meeting and also in Monday training. It was a really good performance, especially in the first half, and I think we deserved our lead. A little bit unfortunate with the free kick at the end. Second half was quite a bizarre one, really. I think I mentioned it on the commentary, that wave after wave of Ebbs Fleet pressure, but they didn't really test Gregory, whereas we were mainly operating on the counter attack, and we actually had three really good chances, and it's the goalkeeper that Ebbs Fleet had to thank for keeping the score down. And one more thing, obviously we mentioned Richard Brindley a minute ago. What an assured first performance from him. I know the fans were very impressed with that as well.
Obviously he's a short-term arrangement at the moment, Richard Brindley. We don't have any more details on whether that's going to turn into a long-term thing. I'm sure based on Tuesday, I'm sure a few fans would hope so. Like you said, Matt, a fantastic win. Changed the mood in the camp from the weekend of Monday compared to how it was on a Wednesday morning afterwards. It was clear for everyone to see here. Matt, I think you actually managed to catch up with Frankie Sutherland earlier today and just get his thoughts on the last few days and obviously the game ahead this weekend.
Frankie, it's been an interesting week here at Bromley. What's your reflection on it?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that Saturday was a massive disappointment, and as the staff, the players, everybody around, really, there were some strong words that needed to be said. But on a brighter note, if we look at Tuesday, the reaction we got showed that there's a team spirit when it was really needed, and strong characters, because it wasn't pretty on Tuesday night, and I don't think it ever was going to be. But we got the job done, and especially that second half, when we were defending quite deep and they were throwing everything at it. Looked around and we had 11 players on the pitch who you could rely on, and the subs to make a difference. So yeah, it was a massive win for us, and now if we can continue that with another 3 points on Saturday, it's good going forward. We're not too far away from the pack.
And obviously it was a local derby as well. It must have been great for you to score, obviously, the second goal as well.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to score in any game. It's probably a bit disappointed I didn't maybe score one or two more, if I'm honest. I had a few chances. But listen, they were in a similar position to us, where their form probably wasn't as good as what they wanted. So it was a nervy game. But listen, it was all about 3 points to sort of build on now. And now we can go into Saturday back at home, back in front of a good crowd, and try and put on a performance and get another 3 points.
There's such a good unity at this club, isn't it? Not just with the squad, but with everybody. You can see after the full-time whistle on Tuesday just how much it meant to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that was tested. When you get a defeat like what we did on Saturday, it's sort of, it's easy when you're winning. Everyone's happy and, the confidence. But when you do get a result like that on Saturday, it's difficult. So the resolve everybody showed, and especially the staff to the players, everyone around showed fantastic character, which really helped in getting the win on Tuesday night.
And obviously back at home tomorrow after two games on the road, be pleased to be back?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice playing at home. Get a good crowd in, makes a massive difference, and hopefully we can give them something to cheer about.
Frankie, best of luck.
Cheers, thank you.
Always great to hear from Frankie Sutherland there. Obviously Frankie touching on the team spirit and the strong words after Saturday's defeat at Solihull. And I think it's quite easy when the back's against the wall and we're down there, it's very easy to pass judgment and talk about lack of team spirit and everything like that, but clearly it's been lacking recently. But doesn't mean it's not there, it doesn't mean it's not evident. I think, like you said, Matt, I think Tuesday was a sort of prime example to show it is still there, and that great, the team spirit we had from last season and, everything that took us so far last year, it's clearly still there, it's still there in some background. There's quite a lot of the players still there from last year. It's not, it's very easy to go doom and gloom, but Tuesday you take one game at a time, Tuesday turned it around. I think they got a response. They definitely... the amount of players who I heard said that they sort of owed it to Neil, and I know Neil doesn't agree with that. They owe it to themselves, etc. But it was clear the players were determined to turn things around, on that Saturday, and that's clearly what they did at Ebbsfleet.
Absolutely, Jeff, and I think the reaction at full time for anyone was plain to see. Not really relief, I think more happiness for one another. It was quite unique. I haven't really seen anything like that before. Everyone was hugging each other, and you know, it's not as if we just won a cup competition, but it was putting a stop, like you say, to a bad run. And I know Neil very much echoed the thoughts of what Frankie Sutherland said there a minute ago. And I managed to catch up with him today regarding the Ebbsfleet match, a new arrival as well. Neil, what a fantastic win on Tuesday night. Great way to bounce back, and everyone must be really buzzing at the moment.
Yeah, they were. It was a dark place on the Sunday morning when we came in after the game Saturday. But, you know, great result, great team spirit, showed a desire to, you know, to bounce back after that result on Saturday. And, you know, it's been a happier camp for the last 2 days.
And you've secured the services of Paul Rooney, a defender from Colchester, on loan for a month. Looking forward to seeing him in action?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Roger took a little knock, and I think he's pulled his calf from Tuesday. Obviously, Jake Goodman as well did his quad. Mark Anthony's still on recovery. And so it was one of those decisions I made yesterday. And, you know, yeah, we are. We're looking forward to seeing Rooney come in. But we just want to change that little bit of luck as well with our defenders at the moment. And hopefully he can come in. He's had a two good days training, and hopefully put in a performance that we know that he can do tomorrow.
Back in home comforts tomorrow here at Hayes Lane, where Halifax Town are the visitors, looking to build on Tuesday, presumably.
Yeah, obviously. You know, we've lost the last couple at home, and the support has been immense, and you know, hopefully they'll come out in their numbers again. It is against a big team. I think they're full time now. Halifax obviously started the season really well, so we know it's going to be tough. Jamie Fullerton, ex Palace boy, coming back as well. So we know what to expect, and you know, we can't have anything less than Tuesday night. That effort, that desire, that team spirit going into the game, and hopefully getting that result.
Neil, best of luck. Thank you.
Cheers. He's sounding a lot happier than he did on the Saturday there. Obviously, as Neil touched upon there, the Halifax game obviously coming up. We'll touch on that towards the end of this episode. But also the new arrival with regards to Paul Rooney. But Matt, there's obviously a few departures as well.
There are, of course. So we've had one in and two out today. They're all loans, all three of them. So if you haven't seen the website article, Aidan Enver has joined Whitstable Town on a short-term loan. And also going out on a short-term loan is Toby Adebayo-Rowling, who's joining Conference Southside Eastbourne Borough. Moving back onto the addition to the squad, though, I managed to catch up with Paul Rooney earlier today.
Paul Rooney, welcome to Bromley Football Club. A new challenge for you.
New challenge, new team. Looking forward to getting out there on Saturday, playing with the boys, and just hopefully get the win.
You've had two training sessions on your belt yesterday and today. How have you settled into the camp?
Yeah, it's a good camp, good bunch of lads. Gaffer's good, Dunny's good to me and all. So it's just straight in, literally, no hassle. Everyone was good and enjoyed the 2 days so far. So.
And you've got, obviously, experience in this league playing with Torquay. It's a tough league, isn't it? People underestimate it, do you think?
Yeah, they do. It's difficult. It's more... When I went to Torquay, I was 19, and I'd just come over to England. So I thought everything was pretty football and stuff like that. And then had to travel four hours down to Torquay and play a few games. We're stuck out a right back, and it was tough out. It was like, and there's a lot of quality players in the league that, and people do underestimate it. Like a lot of the boys at home would say to me, like, what's the standard like over there? And I'd say, like, it's up there with like League of Ireland, the conference and stuff like that. So it's decent.
And obviously, as we said, you've only been here a short time. What's your initial impressions of the club and the setup here?
Yeah, the club's it's unreal. The facilities are top class, like the Astro turf, and there's obviously the Astro outback as well. Like, I've been here before a couple of times when I was at Millwall, and then obviously they have the gym right beside and everything, so it's their top class facilities.
And as we mentioned earlier as well, potentially straight into action tomorrow. Looking forward to the game?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Going to be a tough test against Halifax, but I've already seen the quality from the boys and over the last 2 days, and they've got a good win on Tuesday, and hopefully they can carry it and we can carry it and get another 3 points, get us climbing up the table.
Well, welcome to Bromley Football Club, and thanks again.
Cheers, mate.
So, Paul Rooney becomes the latest loan addition to the squad. Matt, who is he?
Very good question, Jeff. Well, Paul Rooney is a 21-year-old Irish centre-back.
So I've been prepared there. It's like we scripted that.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Standing at 6'2". He's got quite a good pedigree, actually. He started off at a couple of leagues in the... or a couple of clubs, I should say, in the League of Ireland Premier Division before making the move over even... It's late. It's Friday. Making the move to England to play for Millwall and then Colchester United after that. And he's got National League experience as well with Torquay United, which should put him in good stead for playing for us. I think he's very highly thought of at Colchester, and it's a good player to have in to bolster our defensive ranks at the moment.
Fantastic. Obviously, I believe Paul's available for selection Saturday, so I imagine he'll go straight into the squad. So obviously Neil's getting some of his business done there. He's obviously got two players out and two in really this week, hasn't it, Bean?
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if there's any other changes in the pipeline. So moving on to our academy. The academy, as ever, super busy. I think they've had a fantastic week of football this week. I think over on our YouTube, I believe there's some videos from the boys and girls academy, some cracking goals over the past few weeks. Make sure you check them out. But the biggest news of the week is probably the FA Youth Cup draw, and the fact they've been drawn away to.
It's Met Police.
They've been drawn away to Met Police.
Not me. Yeah, Met Police. So obviously a ground Bromley fans will know quite well, Jeff, from that London Senior Cup, that famous night, wasn't it?
Sorry, I'm being lost here because Ronan's just standing at the door. I don't know. Does he want something?
What's he after? What does he want? He always wants something.
Okay, all right. So obviously Invercourt. Like I say, our last trip was in that London Senior Cup victory, wasn't it?
It was.
Who's that again? That was Kingstonian.
Kingstonian, correct, yeah.
Helgi Arumi got sent off.
Yeah. Yes.
He ended up in the terrace with us with the inflatable well. I think that was Sue's inflatable well. Danny Waldron lifting a trophy. That was a year before we then kicked on.
It was, yeah. It was the start of something great.
No, I'm going off topic anyway. Like you said, Matt, they're in the FA Youth Cup. I believe it's the second qualifying round. They're taking on Met Police. The game's going to be played next Thursday, the 4th of October. It's going to take place at Invercourt. Kickoff 7:45. Matt, I think we're going to try and get along, aren't we?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And support the Academy Scholars. That'd be great.
Support the young Ravens.
There's no supports coach for those that are asking and mentioning. Admission is £4 for adults and concessions is £2. It'll be great to see the boys progress. I'm trying to think back in, I'm going well back now, Murray Jones days where they progressed to the first round proper, I think, and they played Leighton Orient away and experience like that. I'd love our Academy Scholars to get an opportunity like that.
And last year, of course, Jeff, Bromley got through to the third round proper of the FA Youth Cup, and that was after a 2-0 win over Chipstead. And I remember for the third round game against Stevenage here, it was a really good crowd, lots of support for the boys, and it was against a really strong Stevenage side. And unfortunately, despite a brilliant goal from Aidan Enver, we lost out in the end. But it's hopefully the start of something good for the academy, which is, as you've been saying, has grown from strength to strength. So fingers crossed, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that one.
No, fantastic. Moving on, what was our fans' question last week? We actually remembered to do one this time, didn't we?
We did, yeah. And it was, who is your favourite ever Bromley player? Not necessarily the best player you've seen play for Bromley, but the favourite of yours. So shall I kick things off, Jeff? We've got Nathan Denny here, who has gone for one that I think a lot of people go for, and that is Super Nick McDonnell. His goal at Gillingham was everything non-league is about.
Fantastic. Steve Denny, the father, I believe. So many to choose from, but I'm going to go with Bradley Goldberg. Not only did Brad score the best hat trick I've ever seen at Hayes Lane, but like me, he's normal size. Moses Manuel second, Jack third, and Swaley fourth. Joe Vines, great. Great to have former players involved.
Brilliant,
in
isn't
this.
It?
Colin Luckett was class. I think there'll be a few fans that probably go for that as well, going back. Matt, I think another former player then got involved in this little group.
Yeah, and that's Kirk Watts said Grant Watts was the best by a mile.
Joe Vines, not when he was at Bromley, he was fat and ginger. No comment.
Interesting conversation, that one.
Nick Nowhere, Paul Edwards, leader of one of the best and fun bunch of players a club has had. True legends.
Colin Head said it's a tough one, but he's going with his first footballing hero, who was Junior Crooks.
Mash over on Twitter, has to be Nick McDonald for me. First striker I'd seen us have, where I trusted him to score no matter what.
I think Jackie's got her favourite Bromley player Jackie's joined us again.
Two guesses. First of all, thank you for bringing the beverages. Second of all, are they cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, thank you. Sorry, Matt, go on.
Been into that one. Jackie, favourite Bromley player of all time?
Only one. Andy Walker or Nick McDonald?
One. I said one.
I can't choose.
All right, she can't choose.
Fantastic. Sue Spencer over on Twitter, as a founding member of his fan club, it has to be Jamie Slabber, hashtag Loverman. In very close second is Adolfo Moko, a 20 goal season striker the manager was unaware of. Matt.
Yeah, Colin Head again has replied saying, can he put in a word for his son's favourite, who was Moses Emmanuel?
Fantastic. Paul over on Twitter, has to be Alan Scottin. He had three spells at Bromley, joining from Gillingham. Wow, blimey, aged 18. Stephen Parker, same here, never a dull moment with him in the team. I think there were a few over on Facebook as well, Matt. Unfortunately, I've got the slowest phone in the world at the moment. Tony Fletcher, the man mountain, that is Wade Falana, even though he crushed my glasses. I remember that. I can remember that moment like it was yesterday. Everybody came rushing. Mangotsfield away, I'm adamant of it. Came rushing down the terrace, FA Cup away, replay Tuesday night. Referred to it so many times, bunked off score, all of that, and everybody came rushing to the front. All the players came over, gave us great big hugs. Wade Falana came over, and it's one of those ones where you're like, how have we ended up at the front of the terrace with Wade Falana coming round to us? And I remember great big hug, and I'm sure if I remember this correct, Tony, but I tell you, his glasses just came off in a melee, the scramble, everything like that, completely broke, completely smashed. Fantastic.
And next, Ian McLean could either be Harrison Dunk or Jack Holland for me.
Harrison Dunk, what a player.
And Jack as well.
Oh, yeah, still Jack, but sometimes you forget Harrison Dunk. Where is he now? Cambridge. Dan Lambert, Keith Sharman, Adolfo Moko or Kirk Watts for me, although George Brown has to be in with a shout too.
And Philip Dodd, Wade Falana with a generous nod to Kirk and Nick.
Kurt Watson, Nick McDonald, absolutely. Referring to. Brilliant, fantastic. Many thanks to everybody who submitted their thoughts for this week's question. For last week's question. This week, we're... I don't know, it's probably almost a bit of sense of dark humour, Matt. We've decided if we're ever going to be able to ask a question, probably now is the week we're going to be able to ask it following last Saturday's events, Matt. So what are we going to go for?
We're going to say, what is the worst Bromley game you've ever been to? As you say, Jeff, now's the time we get it out there.
what's the worst Bromley game you've attended? It might be for personal reasons, it might be for footballing reasons. In my time, I can remember quite a few high scoring defeats along the way, quite often in quite successful seasons. It shows what an anomaly it can be, and just like Saturday, sometimes it can come out of nowhere. But I think that's a new spin on the question. So yeah, we're asking for the worst Bromley game that you attended and saw. Matt, how can they get in touch?
You can get in touch on Twitter using the hashtag Ravens Weekly, and it's at Bromley FC. I was going to say that the other way around.
You got so quite excited there.
Please, it's because I love the hashtag Ravens Weekly so much. Or you can get in touch on Facebook on the Bromley FC page, or you can email us at podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk. Can we look forward to getting your answers in and having a good laugh about it.
Definitely, I think there'll be a few funny ones in there. Right, so obviously next up is Halifax Town this Saturday. Tomorrow, we're recording this on Friday. I must admit, Matt, I'm a bit worried about the crowd ahead of following Saturday's defeat, and thank God we got a good result on Tuesday. I'm sure, as you've seen, Bromley South Station, we have a lovely poster up there promoting the game. A big thank you to the guys over at Bromley South Station for doing that. I don't know if they're officially allowed to do that or they're helping us out, but it was absolutely great. As you come through the double doors, there's a great big AO poster promoting the game, and the same in the Glades. Halifax Town this Saturday, kickoff 3 o'clock. Traffic update, Matt.
Oh, yes.
How on earth? We should have had a noise thing there. You know, they do the BBC news.
Absolutely.
There's many, many issues. One, we have the gasworks at the bottom of Bromley Football Club's entrance, which are now being finished, but they burst a water main, I believe. Mm. So now Thames Water are down there working. They've got a permit till the end of the month, so we don't know, but we believe they're still going to be there on Saturday. On top of that, Westmoreland Road is shut.
For the second weekend in a row.
For the second weekend in a row. I think they're moving some porter cabins out of that St Mark's Square development. And there's still some gasworks on Hastings Road. So everything is being sent down Hayes Lane on Saturday. So literally, please, whatever everything. You do, please allow extra time for your journey where possible. Mm. The Ravens Bar is open from midday. What's a live game? I think we're showing West Ham
Man United.
West Ham v United. Jackie's got a happy hour going on. It's £3 a pint, any pint, which is great. Beer Moretti, my choice. Again, so yeah, we'll be open from midday in the bar. So please allow extra time for your journey. And yeah, Matt, ticket wise, usual?
Yes, absolutely. So of course, you can book your tickets in advance at the discounted rates. You can do that on the website until 1 o'clock tomorrow. So head over to www.bromleyfc.co.uk. It's on the main page. And then just click through to the Eventbrite link to get your discounted tickets. Of course, they are still available on the turnstiles on arrival, but they will be slightly more expensive.
Fantastic. And looking even further ahead, in 2 weeks' time, it's non-league day. We're at home to Barrow. We were home to Barrow last non-league day, 2 years ago. We had over 2,500 people. So loads of events going on, loads of community activities. We've got flyers, posters, everything. There'll be loads of information for you all tomorrow at the Bromley game. I think there's loads of posters. It'd be great for you to take them and get them distributed around the town, etc. We reduced the admission price on that, on non-league day, to £10 for adults and £5 for the concessions. So a real vast discount. Again, that applies only for you purchasing in advance, whether that's by the website, popping into the club. But again, all those details will be out there. And yeah, it'd be really great if everyone can get behind us and help make that our highest attendance of the season, hopefully.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
So that'd be brilliant. Again, thank you for listening. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
Hopefully we'll have David and James back at some point next week, in next week's episode. It might be 10 episodes next week, Matt.
Wow, double figures.
We've got to have a celebration for that, haven't we?
Oh, we do,
That's a milestone.
Absolutely. We've got to do it somewhere, you know.
We'll have to...
the pub.
Again, thank you very much for listening, downloading and tuning in. Thanks for your support as always. See you tomorrow for the Halifax game. Yeah, let's hope we can get do the job.
Come on, Bromley.
Just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.